کو شفیع جو میرا واس ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا.
My dear brothers in Islam, we have heard about Imam Sharifuddin Busiri alayhi rahma and how his paralysis was cured through the blessing of the Most Beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have heard regarding Huzur Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he in a state of total submission and immense love for the Most Beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited the Natya Kalam, Vuswe Lala Zar Phirte Hain. And this most beautiful Nat, in which he showed his love, his devotion, and he showed his affection and love for the Most Beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he lowered himself and showed his humility for the Most Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing himself as a dog of the Most Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have heard where at this point he was blessed with the honor and blessing of seeing the Most Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a state of being awake. In the same way, Imam Abdul Rahman Jami alayhi rahma, he also had a deep and intense love for the Most Beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He had immense ishq for the Most Beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was a great Sufi, a great poet. He was from the area of Jam in Khurasan. He was a follower in the Naqshbandi silsila. He would spend all his time reciting Durood Sharif in abundance upon the Most Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would spend some of his time composing and reciting poetry in the praise of the Most Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a means to comfort his longing to see the Most Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of his kalam, which the Nath reciters read in Farsi, Tanam Farsuda Ja Para Zihijra Ya Rasulallah, and Nasima Janibe Batha Guzar Kun, or some of the famous kalam which Huzur Mulana Abdul Rahman Jami Alayhi Rahma wrote. Regarding the kalam Tanam Farsuda Ja Para Zihijra Ya Rasulallah, the Sufiyai Kiram and the Buzurgan-e-Din have narrated an incident regarding this kalam. The Ulama-i Kiram say that Huzur Maulana Abdul Rahman Jami Alayhi Rahma, he wrote the kalam Tanam Farsuda Ja Para Zihijra Ya Rasulullah, and he vowed that he would read this praise, this kalam, this Naat Sharif in front of the blessed Rawda of the Most Beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Naat Sharif goes like this, Tanam Farsuda Ja Para Zihijra Ya Rasulallah, Dilam Pajmurda Avara Zihisya Ya Rasulallah. He says, my body is frail, my soul is in pieces due to your separation, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My heart is weak and wandering due to my sins, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ze jame hubbe to mastam ba zanjire تو دل بستم نمی گویم کہ من بستم سخندہ یا رسول اللہ. He says, I am drowning in your love. By your chains of love, my heart is bound. Yet I do not say that I know the language of love, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Chusue man guzarari, mane miskin nadari, fidae nakshe na nailat, kunam ja, Ya Rasulullah. When you pass by me, then even in my immense poverty, ecstatically I will sacrifice my soul on the impression of your blessed Na'alain Sharif, Ya Rasulullah. Zikrda khesh hairanam siyashud roze isyanam pashemanam pashemanam pashema Ya Rasulullah. I am worried due to my deeds that I will be black-faced on the day of reckoning, on the day of judgment. I am distressed, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chubazu e shafaat ra kushabar gunahgara makun mahroom e jamira dara Ya Rasulullah. That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you spread out your arms to intercede for the sinners, then do not deprive Jami of your exalted intercession. Now he vowed that he would recite this kalam in front of the Rauza Mubarak. So he set off with some companions and began his journey to the blessed Medina Sharif to fulfill his promise. After many months of traveling, the caravan of Hazrat Jami reached the outskirts of Medina Sharif. They decided to camp for the evening before entering the blessed city of Medina Sharif. When he saw in a distance, he saw a rider on a horse galloping towards them. The man on the horse, he stopped, he came to a halt when he reached these people. And he inquired, which of you is Abdul Rahman? Which of you is Mullah Jami, as he was known? The disciples pointed out who Hazrat Mawla Abdul Rahman Jami was and said, that is our leader, Imam Abdul Rahman Jami. The rider got off his horse and greeted Huzur Mawlana Abdul Rahman Jami by saying, Assalamu alaikum. Huzur Mawlana Jami alayhi rahma replied, Wa alaikum salam. He asked, who are you and where have you come from? The man replied, O Imam, I have come from the blessed city of Medina Sharif. The name of Medina Sharif had hardly left his mouth when Huzur Abdul Rahman Jami alayhi rahma became overwhelmed with love and respect. And out of respect, he took off his Imama Sharif and placed it at the feet of this rider and said, may I be sacrificed on these blessed feet, for these blessed feet have arrived from the city of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Huzur Mawlana Abdul Rahman Jami alayhi rahma then inquired that, O master, for what reason have you come? The man became silent and he said, O Imam, you must promise to listen to this message with the strength of your heart. I have brought you a message from the most beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur Mawlana Jami alayhi rahma inquired at once, tell me, what does my beloved say? The man hesitated and then continued that, O Imam, the most beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent me to tell you that he has told me to stop you from entering the boundaries of Medina Sharif. Now these words dealt a blow to Mawlana Jami alayhi rahma, and out of shock he became unconscious. He fainted. His companions tried to revive him. In some variations, he was unconscious for 3 days. After he became conscious, he was weeping bitterly. The rider was waiting for him to recover. And Mawlana Jami alayhi rahma, in one variation, he asked the rider, O bringer of such news, tell me why my beloved is displeased with me. What have I done wrong? And in one variation, it is that Mawlana Jami alayhi rahma When he became unconscious, the most beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam appeared to him in his dream. And Mawlana Jami alayhi rahma grabbed the blessed feet of the most beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what have I done wrong? And then the most beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that you have done nothing wrong. I know how much you love me, O Jami, but I love you even more. And if you have had been able, or if you have had been permitted to cross the boundaries of Medina Sharif and enter yourself, my love for you is such that I would have felt it necessary to come out of the blessed Rawza Mubarak and greet you in person. Such would be the recompense for love. And in the other narration, in the other variation, when the rider was asked that what is wrong, what have I done wrong, and then the rider replied, O Jami, it is quite the opposite. The most beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam is extremely pleased with you. So Mawlana Jami in confusion asked, how can this be? How can I be forbidden to enter the holy city? What is this you are telling me? The man then explained that the most beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam appeared to me in a dream, and he said to me to stop Jami, to come in through the boundaries, or to come into the boundary of Medina Sharif, that if he, Jami, comes to Medina with such intense love in his heart, I will feel it necessary to come out to my blessed Rawza Mubarak and greet him in person. Such would be the recompense for his love. So convey to him this message that he should not enter Medina Sharif. I will visit him myself. This is the love the most beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam has for his ashiks. May Allah Almighty bless us with some of the drops of the love of the most beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which Mawlana Abdul Rahman Jami alayhi rahma had. Bless us with the ziyarat of the most beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah Almighty bless us with the love that Huzur Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had for the most beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat says, ke barasta nahi dekh kar abre rahmat badon par bhi barsa de barsane wale wa ma alaina illa al-balagul mubin.